How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another episode of What Are You Doing? Hey, Cam.
What's up?
So I've been working out a lot lately.
All right.
And some of the apparel that I've been getting has been helping me work out a lot because it's breathy. It's nice.
Breathy.
And people know that I work out because of what it says on it.
What does it say? I'm swole?
It says Project Fit Apparel on it.
Oh.
And if you go to projectfitapparel.com and put in the coupon code TechOnTV, you can also feel as buff, look as buff as me. Even though...
Flex some triceps for him one time.
Triceps?
I can do that. Yeah. There you, okay.
And you can get 15% off all your purchases. That's pretty crazy, right?
You need more shirts.
I need more shirts. All right.
I'm just kidding. Well, I'll one-up you.
All right.
Where do you go to get your stickers? Sky. Wrong. Go to Sky. Go to Skyprint to get your stickers and everything you need. I say stickers a lot because...
Go ahead.
Those are the coolest things you can get. And Skyprint is also a proud sponsor of what we do here at What Are You Doing? And you know what? They would love to be your partner as well. Even you.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well,
crazy
awesome.
Enough.
I can't wait.
Yeah, they do digital and offset printing, graphic design, promotional products. They'll even design your website.
I have a website, so yeah. I got to use some help.
Yeah,
I guess I'll go to skyprintllc.com and let them know that I heard about them on the What Are You Doing podcast and get 20% off. That'd be a good idea.
I guess. No, just kidding.
All right.
Or you can call them at 262-656-1262. Remember,
they're local.
Yeah. Kenosha.
Kenosha.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
they're fresh, creative, and compelling to their future and like, current customers.
Like stickers for cars, cars as well, like decals and whatnot.
I'm not sure if they do that or not. That's a good question,
Matt.
Let us know.
Hey, let me know if you need decals for vehicles.
They print almost anything.
Well, they have like a digital printer.
Well, let's get this rolling, Cam.
I'll flip the headphone.
All right, anyway.
One day.
Yeah, one day you'll get it right. All right, we are here with
Jesse Booker, also known as J Novel, rapscene.com.
That's you. Okay. Okay, so this is really funny because you posted one of our things with Domo the other day. Damo. Ooh, can't mess that up. With Damo the other day, and I was going to message the page, Rap Scene, and try to figure out who that was and have them come on. And then Cameron booked you last week, and I didn't know that was the same person.
How amazing is that? I told you.
Like an angel from the heavens above, rapscene.com is in the building.
I didn't like.
The man's got polos and everything.
That's so crazy.
You got so much going on. You probably forget. I bring it up once, and then
the best part about this whole show is going to be that you had no idea who I was before I got here, and now you know.
No, I just
now we can just bring the whole show.
No, I had an idea. I knew that you had
a
hand in.
Head?
No, no, oh. I actually didn't. I just knew that you had a hand in the hip hop scene and that you are an avid listener. So I was like, you know what? Let's have him on and talk about, you know, whatever.
Sweet.
Figured we'd talk about hip hop or some of the people that have been on, that you comment on the YouTube and things like that. So who have you known that's been on? Because I feel like there's been a few.
Well, first I want to put a disclaimer in that if you see me looking around like I'm not tweaking, there's a cat that's like,
oh yeah,
on some like catnip times 1,000 right now, like wilding out completely. I think she smells my cat Minnie, so she keeps coming in and out of here.
Probably.
But no, what I love about this podcast, would you consider this a podcast or a vlog? Or
no, like, it's a podcast. Okay, it's up on iTunes.
Sure. So like what I love about it is you're giving exposure to a lot of people that I try to help as well. So yeah, what's great is you guys have really had a hand in helping hip-hop artists get exposure. So that's why I tune in.
Yeah.
So what I like about it is this is an avenue for a lot of artists to come sit down and speak about what it is that they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not just, oh, what's your new single?
Right.
You know, if this were 3-minute interviews, everybody would come down here and try and front and act super tough and act weird, you know, like try to be the rapper. But you guys are really getting down to the person, and that's why I like tuning in.
Yeah. That's what an hour does in comparison to Jimmy Kimmel 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Or something like that, where we can actually meet somebody and we get into things on accident, you know, things that people usually won't get to just because we have so much time.
Right.
And that's what I like about it, because almost everybody we've had on here, I never would ever talk to for over an hour.
For sure.
And not because I don't like them, it's just because when else would I be able to, you know?
True, absolutely. Yeah. No, so this is a great vehicle, so salute to you guys for what you're doing. This is phenomenal, and it's important that we help spread the word for things like this, because this is great not only for artists, but for you guys and for people to help get exposure. So salute to you guys, and I appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, dude, hell yeah. I mean, we like to have people on that just like to be a part of something.
Absolutely.
You know? And especially when people are work as hard as they do, they deserve a platform to let people know about it on, you know? What's going on?
I'm just making sure mic level is fine.
Oh, I thought you were like going to sneeze or
test,
something.
Test.
Yeah. But we just want to make sure, because like nobody has a place to go, especially when you're local. Like you can make your own videos, but like then you have your fan base and then you don't, and then where are you gonna find more? You know?
Let's be 100% honest, right? So everybody has a laptop. And microphones are, like you spoke about, it's not hard to purchase the equipment for this.
Correct.
So everybody does have the capability to do this, but nobody else is doing this. So that's why I salute you, right? So while this is like a great venue and like boiling pot for people to come in and speak, you guys are leading the way right now. So this isn't something that nobody else could do. You guys are just the only people putting in the energy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's great, right? So that's what separates you, and that's why I wanted to be here, is because you guys are at the forefront for Racine, for getting faces out there and getting names out there and supporting people who are essentially coming to your place of business and getting the opportunity to speak.
Right.
So it's important to me that you guys embrace the people who are trying to help you out.
Yeah, I do. I appreciate it a lot, because it's the amount of work. We do put a lot of work into it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really easy work, but it just takes forever, you know?
It's every day, too.
Yeah.
And we're musicians, and we play live, so this on top of, like, we never have a day off.
That's another thing other people need to understand. Like, these guys also do music, right? So they're taking a time away from their craft to give you exposure as another artist, right? So like you said, you don't really have any, like, incentive of speaking to people for an hour outside of this podcast, but you're willing to open your doors to what could be potentially your competition and bring them in to sit down and give themselves a voice.
Right, right.
And what's cool from what I've seen is you've actually worked with the people that you've brought in here, who I'm assuming you thought were good people. They're also talented musicians, and then that's the beauty of what grows from this.
Right, right, yeah. So, I bring people on here because I want to meet these people.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and same with Cam. Like, if Cam's doing the booking, he's like, who would we want to meet? Like, who's putting in the work? Who can we talk to and find out something new, like maybe learn something new or get some more names or, you know,
connections, names.
Relationships are so important. That's what a lot of people don't understand. But what's funny though, you say, you know, you bring people in that you'd like to talk to or meet, but like Cam said something last week and then he kind of like bit his tongue or chewed on his cheek a little bit. He was like, oh, other people have been here, and then he like wouldn't name drop.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like you to name drop, bro.
No,
all about the beef, man.
No.
Like, they're like, nah, man, they know where the studio is, bro.
I
tried to sweep that one under the rug.
Yeah, I think we had a couple too many.
I'm here for the drama, man. No, I'm fine. I'm 36 years old. I don't want no drama.
Oh, man.
No, but I appreciate you guys bringing me in. And this episode is also sponsored by Nice Spring Water, available at some local Racine establishment.
We're actually getting water bottle covers for all of our water bottles.
Smart thinking. Yeah, you're giving free pub out here. Clearly Canadian is actually making a comeback. Did you know that? Do you remember Clearly Canadian? How old are you?
29.
Okay, so you're a baby, right? And you're probably younger than that. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so. Clearly Canadian Whoa. Is the most fire water of all time.
And okay.
I used to be at Schaefer's Pharmacy. Like, I grew up over by Case High School off fire of Highway water. 20. No, it's like amazing.
Wait, is that the water that everybody is flipping out about?
It's blueberry and peach. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. Dog, I was coming back from down south, and I was coming through Indiana, and I stopped at the gas station.
I saw that picture.
Bro, I posted a picture of four bottles I got for $10, and the comments were just like, where'd you get that at? Oh, my God, it's been 20 years. So
really?
Apparently, Malicky's Piggly Wiggly has...
Malicky's Piggly Wiggly.
Yes, on Highway 20.
Okay.
It has Clearly Canadian. Go get yours. I got goosebumps, bro.
What's Malicky?
It's a family, right?
Yeah, Ralph Malicky is the owner of the Piggly Wiggly. He owns a
company. Oh, on 20. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so it's Piggly Wiggly to most people, but it's Malicky's Piggly Wiggly to me because I know the family. So.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so Clearly Canadian. Go get you some. Yeah, if you don't take anything else away from this, please try Clearly Canadian. You, especially being 21, you've never had it. You need it in your life.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a go.
Dog, put one on the table next week, man, and drink it. So good. Like, nice water is solid, but Clearly Canadian is absolutely fire. Okay. Like, my kids were at the dinner table. I only had one bottle left. They're like, can I try? And I had to do, like, the, what do they call that?
A waterfall?
Yes. Their mouths. Like, I let them get, like, three drips each. And they're like, can I have more? And it was the only bottle I had left. So
nah,
no.
You can.
That's how I was when Jolly Good made a comeback, the soda.
Oh, yeah, like the cream soda?
I haven't had that when I was a kid,
Jolly Good cream soda, though.
What about Jolt and Kick?
Oh, I've never even... Have you?
I've had Jolt. I've had Volt. I've never had Kick.
That's just straight sugar, bro. I mean, it's just garbage. Like, I mean, as a kid, you love that stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As an adult, your teeth get all...
Dude, I lost teeth to Mountain Dew. I'm not touching soda ever again. No joke. Me and soda don't get along anymore.
I was only limited, like, one, like... I barely had it, and I was only limited to one, like, a weekend.
You had
and
good
then,
parents.
Well, yeah, but then when I turned 18, I became lawless, and then I was like, I'm going to have one all the time.
Yeah, you were like the preacher's son.
Then it turned into this, and I was like, all right.
It's all right, man. With Project Fit Apparel, bro, we can get you squared away away.
Dude, it's true.
I'm going for it.
If we can get the sponsor to give you, like, a couple of free scoops of creatine, are you logging in today?
Oh, man. I took creatine... And I like really terribly, like it's not bad.
Are you
but I did
to
it
in
dumb.
School?
Yeah, what? Yeah, you can like just buy
creatine?
It.
Creatine?
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Yeah,
but I mean, honestly, if you don't work out right and drink properly, you're just gonna gain weight.
You're gonna blow.
I never touched creatine in my guy in track. Like he would do creatine all the time. It's like a funny story. I'm sorry, but like the good thing is we have an hour. So his name is Keontae Jackson, and I doubt he'll watch this. But if he does, like one of the funniest things, like this dude was just muscle from head to toe. So we're in track practice, and we're just doing intervals, and we're doing 200s. And he comes around the turn on, like, the final 200, and I'm in the lead, but I hear him, like, behind me, and all of a sudden you just hear, oh, shoot! Just tumbles all over the track and had to get, like, dragged off the track. This dude is, like, all muscle, like, doesn't want to swear in front of the track coach.
Right.
And just, like, dragged him off the track, and it's like, oh, yeah, this creatine muscle head, like, couldn't even finish his run because he just cramped up. So,
that makes sense.
Project Fit Apparel, stay away from creatine. Just invest in the clothes.
I did it for high school football, and like for the first 6 months, dude. No, for the first 6 months of it, I was going hard. Like it was all good, and then I started getting lazier, and then all of a sudden I just noticed that like I started getting like these and stuff. Like after 2 months,
what
did
you
start getting?
Yeah, you got what? I'll lean back.
What you second?
Like these? Like, no
pecs.
Joke.
Yeah, pecs.
If you take creatine for like more than a month and you really don't work out hard, you will gain shit quick. Just water weight.
Did
quick.
Did your nipples get bigger?
Dude,
like DVD size?
Dude, I don't know, but. It sucks,
got some
man.
Uncomfortable conversation.
Oh no!
No!
It gets worse.
Yeah,
it could get a lot worse. So, do you? You? I mean, you have your rapscene.com.
I am rapscene.com.
So what does that like all entail? Like, what is rapscene.com?
All right, so rapscene.com now is a platform for local artists via social media, right? So I still do album reviews. I still release singles, videos, and all that. But I actually took the website down. So in the beginning... So if you go to rapscene.com, it'll bring up our
Facebook
page.
You still own
page.
It, though?
Yes, absolutely. So, but we route directly to Facebook now. In the beginning, it was like... anybody and everybody was welcome, right? We wanted to get to the have-nots. We wanted every artist, no matter if they had one fan or a billion fans, we wanted unsigned artists to have a platform where they could be heard and seen.
Right.
So I was uploading everything to rapscene.com. If you had guns, drugs, whatever in your videos, your music was about anything in the world, I was like, screw it, let's just get it on there to drive traffic. But as I started delving more and more into the relationship side of it, artists only cared about Rap Scene from this area when I was helping them. Like, right. I shot videos for free. We did photo shoots for free. We did a lot of things without ever asking for a dollar. I haven't netted 1 cent since I launched Rap Scene in 2012.
Okay.
But, like, in 2016, my buddy Ryan was like, hey, man, like, you're starting to do a lot more in the community, but your content is trash. He was like, you know, you want to do all these things to have a positive impact on the community. What if somebody from Johnson family logs on the rapscene.com and the first thing they see is a dude with a shotgun or somebody smoking drugs or acting a fool?
Right, right.
He was like, why would they want to work with you? And I was like, that's a valid question. So in 2016 and 17, I started to really change the content on the website without erasing the history.
Right.
So, like, what was great about it was still a platform for people to go to, but nobody was actually clicking the website unless they were being posted on it, and then they would retweet or whatever. But,
right,
like,
right.
As you probably understand, a lot of people aren't thankful for what you do unless you're helping them. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, like, most things go, yeah.
Most things in music. I guess in hip-hop. Once I started building these relationships with people in the community and outside of music, it started to be extremely rewarding for what I do for rapscene.com.
Right.
Like, I launched Santa Does Exist in 2015 to help families at Christmas.
Right.
So what we do is we gather donations from the community, and then we do a drawing for a random family to win money. The first year, $750. The second year, $2,500.
This year?
Wait, no, I'm sorry. The second year, $1,500. The third year, $2,500. So it's a $250 gift card for 10 different families. But I think we did more than 2,500. I would have to check. But then I did Racine's Got Talent as well. So this is a talent contest at the Bryant Center that allows children to perform for free in front of judges from CBS, from Kiss FM, from different walks of life. So they get to go to this platform and perform and get a chance to win a trophy and donations given from the community.
Right.
You can see at the top, I just worked with the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha and Buffalo Wild Wings of Racine for their community night. So, like, that's what I'm super passionate about is things in the community, ways to help people out, and not just musicians. While I still help people behind the scenes of music, I'm really focused now on the community. So, so the reason why I took down the website and have everybody directed to the Facebook page is I'm very strict on my content on my Facebook page. I'll still release albums and videos or whatever on Twitter. Like, I'll post anything on the Rap Scene Twitter, but on the Facebook page, I'm very specific about what I choose and only promoting the positivity.
Because of the who is all on Facebook, how things are found on Facebook.
Right.
And
what I've learned is the community cares about helping people, whether you believe it or not, man. I've met a lot of people with a lot of pockets deeper than mine who want to help but don't know how.
Right.
Like, they care. Like, I have people for Santa Does Exist donating $500+.
Right.
But they don't know people who need that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, man, you know, I don't know a family. You know, if I win because the person who donates gets to choose the winner, they're like, please pick somebody for me because nobody in my circle is struggling.
Right, right.
And those people, like, dog, the hugs and the smiles and the tears, like, I got goosebumps right now, bro. Like, when I show up in that lobby on Christmas for Santa Does Exist, like, those are moments that'll last a lifetime for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the impact that I care about. Like, releasing somebody's album on Rap Scene is cool, but they don't care. Like, they might retweet it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But there's no staying power there. Like, I did an album review for a guy who's close to me, and he's appreciative, but his album's been out for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, hey, man, thanks.
Right, right.
But that's not something that in 5 years he's going to be like, if he sees me at a gas station, you were the man who helped me provide toys for my children. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people for Racine's Got Talent, like, when they see their child go up there and play the piano in front of all these strangers and the crowd goes wild for this kid who mom and dad might not have even known had that talent. Like, those are the things that get me going, bro.
Right,
like,
for sure.
Where Kiss FM will show up for nothing. CBS will show up for nothing. The mayor will show up for nothing other than to support the cause.
Right, right.
Like, and that's why I salute y'all, man, because you're helping people, bro, for nothing. Like, I didn't pay anything to come here, and you didn't pay me.
Right.
But you're helping me promote my platform, and I'm forever grateful. That is why I that is why I comment on your YouTube and share your videos on my Facebook and my Twitter and say, check this out, because it's important that we build relationships. Like, that's number two. Clearly Canadian and build relationships, man. Like, yeah. Those are the key, well, okay, not clearly Canadian, but building relationships is like the key thing to being successful in life, bro. Like, beyond music. Oh, yeah. Like, in your career. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, in your life, in your well-being, in your neighborhood. Like, you don't have to be a banger from 10th and Center. You know what I'm saying? But if you build relationships with the muscle around the neighborhood, they'll protect you, man. But if you act like you're scared or a weirdo or an outcast, you're going to be treated as such.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have to be extroverted. Just be respectful and build relationships and be appreciative. Like, it's so weird how hard it is for people to say thank you nowadays.
Yeah. No, you're telling me.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's so crazy to me. And, like, that's what I have 4 children. 10, 10, 7, and 7, and I beat them over the head with that every single day. Like, my two rules in my household are listen and love. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen to mom and dad and love one another. Like, stop with the nitpicking, like, because it just grows. And, like, if you two argue about nothing and I come into that energy, now I'm feeling that negative energy, and now I want to, you know, like, it just festers and grows, and just I've removed so much of that from my life, and, like, I've learned so much from all my failures, and what works for me now is just surrounding myself with positive people and doing good things and not asking for anything in return.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so simple, bro, but like, people are just so concerned with the instant gratification. Like, what do I get out of it now?
Right. Yeah, no, it's super true. And when you said that people have a hard time saying thank you nowadays, it's like, I don't understand where that comes from. Is it like, is it just here too? Like, is it just here? Like, or when people have a hard time being like, hey man, I really like what you do, or hey man, I'm going to share this for you, or whatever it is. Like, people do have a hard time doing that, and I just never understood why.
In regards to music, it's because everybody can be an artist now. And you're all in direct competition. So why would Johnny Blockhead, who thinks he had, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he thinks he has a song coming out, or, you know, he thinks that you might be possibly better than him. So instead of building with you, he's going to try and shut you out from potential listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I do think that is definitely, like, people probably deal with that within their communities worldwide. But, like, for instance, in regards to rap scene, if I don't post a Racine rapper's song and it's been out for 2 days, they're pissed at me, even if I didn't know it was out.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They expect me to support them because I'm rapscene.com.
Right.
So I'm just supposed to, like, but I didn't know. Submit it to my inbox like everybody else. But, like, if I post something from an artist from Montana, man, thank you. It's a personal response email. Thank you so much for posting my song, man. I truly appreciate it. They're shouting me out on Twitter. They're tagging me on their Facebook page. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Jesse Booker from rapscene.com. Like, it's so crazy because that guy from Montana might have 2 fans, or he might have 10,000 followers on Twitter, but they're still so thankful. But they understand the relationship, man.
Right.
Like,
but like I said, I think in Montana, that same artist is being silenced. He's not getting that support in Montana because other artists from Montana feel like they're in competition with him.
Right.
But the other problem is that rappers are trying to tag rappers in their releases, we'll say on Facebook, for instance. How many times do you see a rapper release a song and tag 27 other rappers?
All the time.
And 5 hours later, they have 3 likes and 1 comment, and nobody's paying attention because you just tagged all your competition in your single release. They're not trying to give you any shine off of their name.
Right, exactly. They're not late. But I suppose is understandable, but the thing is, there's not a drought of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just because this, like, Ashley likes John's song, that doesn't mean she can't like yours too.
Absolutely.
Like, just because, like, she can also buy your t-shirt. You know what I mean?
I said that last week. If everybody stops going into competition and they just help each other up, like, man.
It's not a competition.
But I'll tell you why that'll never happen. Not a lot of people have anything to offer. A rapper who only raps has nothing to offer you.
Very true.
So building with a rapper who goes to X studio and gets production from Y and gets camera shots from Z and goes over here to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he provides nothing. So he dies without all those people helping him. So why would he help you when he needs all these other people to be successful?
Right, right.
Oh, see, that's why you're such an inspiration to, like I told you, I think when I messaged you, I was like, man, you're inspiration to everybody in the community. Because I think, like, you're making it out there and teaching people, like, and even artists, like, if you're going to be a musician and you want your city behind you, you got to give in and not expect anything out. You know what I mean? Like,
dude,
yeah.
I'm a huge Gary Vee fan, but, like, I want you to know that I'm not regurgitating the things that Gary Vee says because he's convinced me. I say a lot of the thing. I feel the way that Gary Vee feels about a lot of things when it comes to positive energy. Like, and that's the thing. Like, the more you grow with this podcast, the more people you'll see that truly support you versus have their own agenda. But the nice thing is, man, if you have people on here, like, and you don't ever ask for anything in return and you set zero standards, like, zero expectations is my way to live, bro. Like,
yeah.
If I don't expect anything from anybody, I'm never let down, ever. I try to help people every single day, like whether it be at work, like, all right, like examples, for instance, I've put multiple people on CBS, multiple people. I don't ask for anything in return, but what that does is it increases my value.
Right.
I'm not keeping these things in the back of my head, but it's so awesome for me to take this young lady. We'll say I'll use Christina Pringle for an example. Christina Pringle is a young lady who is now homeschooled, who came to Racine's Got Talent randomly 2 years ago and took second place. And her mom and her dad and her grandma were so proud. And they embraced me. I'm a stranger, but they embraced me. I'm a grown man. This is her 16-year-old daughter. I reach out to CBS. Yes, he'd love to have her on. I bring this young lady on CBS. You know what I'm saying? I brought Raven Craft, who I got to see perform now at the Horlick High School musical. I brought her on television. Like, I'm giving these children the experiences and the opportunities that I never had. Like, I want to be the person you go to and you say, hey, man, can you please help me out? And you don't think that I'm going to be like, all right, man, I'll cost you $50.
Right,
$100.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you are a good person, I don't care about your talent. If you're a good person, I will help you as long as you're not a jerk, man. And don't expect anything. Come humbly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we don't have to barter. And don't be offended if I tell you I can't help you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I can't help people, I try to explain to them why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to help you, but, for example, I'll use Trey. And just cut me off, man, if I'm talking too much.
No. This is your... Yeah.
I'll use Trey. Trey's a young rapper from Racine who, unfortunately, is spoon-fed knucklehead rap music. Like, these young rappers think they have to rap about a specific topic for the hood to catch on, and all of my buddies are going to like this. So all the time I'm inboxed, hey, man, check out my single. And because I work an office job, unfortunately, I can listen to a lot of this music.
Right.
But because I'm the old head, and I'm the guy that I want people to respect my opinion because I'm going to shoot them straight, he sent me this song. I said, man, this is trash, but I'll tell you why. You know what I'm saying? Everything you're saying, I feel like, is what you feel like you have to say to be successful. Your rap sounds like every other rap from everybody from Hilltop, from Southside, from 6th Street, from across the tracks. Everybody in Racine talking about busting guns and messing with women and, you know what I'm saying, smoking this and doing that. I'm like, have you ever struggled in your life? And I ask him this, and I'm thinking that he's just like, shut up, old white dude. You know what I'm saying? But we get in this conversation and I'm like, bro, do you have any brothers or sisters? And he's like, actually, when I was a kid, my house burned down and my mom went to jail and they sent all us kids into foster care and my little brother passed away. And I'm like, whoa, like this 16-year-old just inboxed me this. I'm like, bro, this is going to sound crazy, but have you ever thought about making a song about that?
Putting it on record, yeah.
And he was like, man, I might be able to do that. And it was silence for 10 days. I got goosebumps right now. The man inboxed me and he said, yo, check out the song. Dude wrote a song about that. He found the news clip from when the news was on the scene, and he put that in the intro. And I want you to try and pull this up.
Oh,
you won't be able to do it now, but maybe at the end of the show, I'll try and find it for you. But I want to plug Trey. He tells the entire story, and I don't even think he swore in it. And it moved Racine County Eye. Heather Asianabi crying listening to this song. An old lady, I'm sorry, Heather. An older lady
right.
who would never listen to Trey if his music was about nonsense from the hood, plays this song and sobs and messages me and says, how do I get in touch with Trey? I want to put him on Racine County Eye. Wicked, the CEO of Rapscene, who's more of like an artist and a camera guy. He's like, bro, we need to shoot him a video. And he releases a song on his Facebook, and it touches so many people. His most successful song to date. I was like, listen, man, like, tell your story. You know what I'm saying? Tell people what you deal with. If you wear glasses, bro, and you hate when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't find your glasses and you got to pee and you stumble over your slippers, thousands and thousands of people have dealt with that. Like, yeah. Tell that story, dude. Like, everybody without glasses, if they stumble, like, man, I deal with that shit too. Like, my prescription, 5 years old. I can't see nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the problem is like, V100 is like, forcing these kids and, like, the internet and, like, all the knucklehead rappers are forcing the kids to think that they have to rap about this nonsense to be successful. Rap is the only genre, in my opinion, where you can suck and be popular.
Yeah.
I've never heard a horrific guitar player, like, be the number one guitar player on iTunes.
True.
Like, true. William Hung is, like, the only exception from a different genre who absolutely sucked, who did millions and all. She banged! She banged! Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these rappers are so trash. Not all. Okay, a lot of rappers on your top 10 iTunes and Spotify and this, that, and the third that these kids are celebrating, these Tekashi 6ix9ines and these Lil Pumps and whatnot. There's no talent, but there's fame. And these kids are confusing fame with talent, and they're trying to mimic these idiots because it doesn't take any skill to be that rapper.
Right.
It takes skill to be J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, and you can list the ones before them and the Lupe Fiascos and the Big L's and the Tupacs and Biggies. But there are rappers right now, Mickey Facts, who can rap their ass off, who the kids don't want to listen to because, like, you have to listen.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't respect bars anymore. Like, they just want to hear nonsense.
And that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Like, you don't respect the art side of it?
No. You know? Dog, I'm just trying to turn up.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So, like, when I, like, a Rob Hicks, for instance, okay, when I see a Rob Hicks celebrating some knucklehead raps on his Facebook page, most of the time I feel like he's trolling just for conversation purposes. But Rob is super talented, but listens to trash. And I'm like, dog, like, if you're Picasso, how could you be celebrating my 7-year-old throwing paint on a canvas and be like, yo, your son's off the chain? Like, no, dog, no, he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that didn't motivate you. So stop, like, aligning yourself with nonsense when I hold you to such a higher standard. And I get it, man. We all have our guilty pleasures.
Right.
I understand that. But, like, in my opinion, I feel like my job is to tell these artists, and I'm just one dude, a 36-year-old white guy from Racine. I'm not the masses. I'm not a tastemaker.
Right.
Let's get that understood first and foremost. I'm just a passionate hip-hop fan. Like, I like Royce the 5'9", man. Like, I like Joe Budden. I like Slaughterhouse. I like Stack Bundles. I like Mickey Facts. I like Lupe Fiasco. I like rappers who tell stories.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that every once in a while if I hear a stupid Young Thug song on Sirius that I might be like, hey, this is kind of catchy. I'll honor that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying so hard to tell these kids, you don't have to necessarily spit bars, but just paint a picture, man. Like, bring me into your world. Let me close my eyes and find out what it's like to be young Trey at 10 years old, whose son was, you know what I'm saying, passed away, whose mom was ripped from his home and all these kids were in foster care. Like, that is what I gravitate to.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you write a song, like, do you write or do you just freestyle your songs?
No, I write.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many lines are you erasing and you're rewriting? Or, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, the breathing is messed up here. Let me try.
It's days. I mean, it's days and days and days. You know?
So while I respect some people who say they don't write anything down, man, like, I'm a fan of the guy who takes the time with his craft, man, who's like, oh, you know what? Maybe, you know, I should adjust this word, or there were too many syllables in this line. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pause was too long here, or I tried to put too many words in this line. And when I can tell them that, they can honor that.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? You're right. Instead of, oh, shut up, man. Like, I'm just trying to turn up. Like,
But
I'm old, though, man. Like, I'm an old head in this music business in regards to hip-hop music.
Yeah, but I feel like there should be, and I think that there is there's becoming a new word for the difference between, like, emceeing and hip-hop in comparison to, like, the shit that's happening.
Oh, entertainment? Like, entertainers?
It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's really, and then it happens to have music behind it.
So, like, my beef with that, again, is the fame versus skill set, right? So the more negative, the more idiotic, the more stupid you are, the more exposure you're going to get. So now these kids are being dumb on purpose for likes and retweets and shares. And, you know, like, it's not authentic, man. I mean, and...
Yeah, I think it's also spawning a culture of kids that are doing things that
they shouldn't be doing.
They really shouldn't. Yeah. Like, forever, like, hearing about the streets is hearing about the streets.
Yes.
But then when it's like, my bitch do cocaine, I sell cocaine, and that's the whole song?
Yes.
Like, and 13-year-olds are listening to that. And it's like, dude, that's... you're not learning about the streets. You're not learning about a certain lifestyle. All you're hearing is that this is what girls like.
Yes.
I'm going to do this now.
Dude, back in the day when they talked about the streets and the hood, there was a story all the time. There was like, oh, man.
Today was a good day. Ice Cube. I mean,
dude, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd paint a picture in your head.
I didn't even have to use my AK. I got to say it was a good day. Not a lot of thought in the chorus, right?
Right.
It's just simple, you know what I'm saying? A nice little sample or whatever. But yes, when he went into the verses, this man is painting you a picture.
Right.
I've never been in Compton or South Central, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been to East LA on a little vacation or whatever to go to the taco spot, but I can close my eyes. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, as a fan of music, bro, like, take me on a journey.
Yeah.
Take me somewhere, like, paint this picture. I don't care if you're talking about getting turned down by a female. I don't care if you're talking about cleaning up your house for your chores. Like, just paint me a picture, man. Like, what is your life like? But when you mimic Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, like, to me, you lost me.
Right, yeah, no.
But my 10-year-olds love it, and I hate that.
Yeah,
and well. I'll stop with the dad talk if you want to talk about something else, but yeah.
No, like, no. This is your episode, this is all you.
Whatever you want.
Oh man, I had a question and I don't remember what it was. Oh well. But
are you gonna be at
No, here's what I was gonna say. If you have an event coming up like the Christmas thing you're talking about or
Racine's Got Talent.
Anything that's coming up, make sure you message us and let us know that it's coming up so we can help you promote it. Like,
sweet.
Or even help out. Like we help out all with Richard and everything with his stuff at the branch and stuff. We like helping people out.
Yeah, so if you ever need an extra hand for any of that stuff,
I want you guys to understand that I feel the exact same way. So while I try to help with sharing on social media and whatever, like, yeah, if it fits my schedule, I have four kids, so I'm not trying to make excuses, but in sports season, it's tough. Like, and I appreciate you guys for rescheduling today to allow me to come later, you know what I'm saying? But if there's ever anything, just throw it to me on the schedule. Like, I'm old, bro, like meeting maker on Outlook. That way I can have it in my calendar, and that way I know not to schedule anything else.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, with all the stuff that him and I do, like, everything's pretty scheduled. So.
For sure.
But, yeah, like, especially if you have anything coming up, let us know. We'll put it on. Oh, yeah, we're going to that.
Yeah. We just got invited.
Are you
going to
be there?
That's the weekend of my daughter's. So my daughter's golden birthday is actually the 11th, but I don't have my daughter this weekend. So we're taking my children to the Dells on that weekend. So, unfortunately, I will not be there. But, yes, at Hattricks on May 19th. Beat Council will be debuting their first original album, Crown.
Get it all big.
Yeah, we just had a little meet and greet with Torres. I mean, he's been on the podcast, but we were just at his house the other day and talking to him. That's, what, May 19th?
Yes.
Saturday.
At Hattricks. Hattricks Baby, actually, is what it says.
Why? Isaac, why?
I don't know. I guess,
like,
I'm just
saying. Like, oh, Hattricks Baby? Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I got to ask you, who are your, let's say, top five favorite hip hop artists?
All right. So I love that you said favorite, man, because I think a lot of times people get confused between best of all time and favorite artists, right? So. I don't argue opinions, man. Like, you could like whatever you like, but if I could only listen to like five artists for the rest of my life, like, how about, like, we'll try and do artists or like albums, right? So Royce of 5'9", I could listen to for forever.
Yeah.
Mickey Fax, I could listen to for forever. Joe Budden, I can listen to for forever. Stack Bundles, I can listen to for forever. And like, so like number six is like, I'm torn because DMX was my inspiration as an artist when I used to do music. But, like, DMX at the later part of his career, like, just really went downhill, man. And, like, so it's, like, it's cool, like, for some nostalgia purposes to listen to DMX in 2018. But, like, you can only listen up until a certain point.
Right. You'd have, like, two CDs. three CDs.
I'll give them up until the Year of the Dog or whatever the heck that was called. Like, I give them a lot of leeway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So like number five, like I love G Dep. Unfortunately, the man is doing, you know, life in prison for a murder he confessed to 10 years after the murder.
Oh, geez.
He was one of the first artists on Bad Boy. Like, he only had one album that he dropped.
Really?
Yes. It's an amazing album. It's called Child of the Ghetto.
I'm going to have to listen to that.
G-Dep, to me, is the best artist other than Big to ever be on Bad Boy. So, like, I can listen to that album, but that wouldn't hold me over for very long. So I said, Facts, Royce, Budden, Stack. Number five, if I have to listen to, like, only, like... It's tough, man. I'm trying to think of, like, Lupe. I would have to say Lupe. John Connor, actually, is somebody that I could listen to.
Like Terminator 2, John Connor?
J-O-N Connor. He's got this mixtape series called Best in the World. He's unbelievable. He's on Aftermath, bro. So Vehicle City is coming soon. John Connor did a Best of Big, a Best of Jay, a Best of Eminem, where he takes all their best beats and just goes apeshit on them.
That's awesome.
John Connor.
I'm going to have to rewind this and listen to it again because some of the names that you're saying I don't know.
Stack Bundles, is that one you've never heard
of? Yeah, never.
All right, so he was from New York. He was under DJ Clue. He got signed to Jim Jones' label, but then his life was taken in his own apartment complex in the middle of Far Rockaway, New York, before he bubbled. Like, he had a song with Lil Wayne, and he had a lot of songs, but he was huge in the DJ Clue mixtape circuit early on. Like, he had placement on all the Envy, all the Clue, Funk Flex, all of that. Like, Stack Bundles to me was my, like, exposure to the hood without ever actually being in the hood. Like,
right.
I could close my eyes and envision, like, it's so funny because I grew up on Prairie Drive and I love Stack Bundles. Like, Prairie Drive is my Case High School by the dump, bro. Like, it's not hood.
Right.
But Stack Bundles had me feeling like, bro, I'm in Far Rockaway, New York, like, what up? Like, that. Time, bro, like all the time. I have my kids doing it. Like, I love Stack Bundles. Unfortunately, he was taken a month before my daughter was born, so he was taken April 11th 2007.
Okay.
What's so crazy is, like, to rewind that a little bit, I had an opportunity to do a collab with Stack Bundles for $1,000 in 2006, but instead I bought a computer. And to this day, so pissed I didn't do that collabo.
Oh, man.
Like, my favorite artist of all time at that time, $1,000. To me, it was justified, but instead I got a computer.
Oh,
I would have man. I guess a computer. I guess.
No, like, at this point, bro, I'm pissed.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that computer sits in one of my properties in my basement. It's just collecting dust. I don't even use it.
Oh, time machines. Oh, especially what?
It was 2000 what?
2006.
That computer's garbage.
Yeah, for sure. Huge. Like, I've had to redo the hard drive like 5 times. Shout out to Mo. She too, he's my computer guy. He always helps me out. Like, my dad gets a virus on his computer, whatever. He's like a computer whiz, bro. He's rebuilt it and saved all my pictures 1,000 times, so.
Yeah, be better on that one because it cost you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. I was hoping. All right, so him and I did a reaction video to the new Royce, the 5'9" and Eminem.
Caterpillar.
Yeah. Okay. So you might know the history behind the hook. I hate the hook, but everyone's because we said it in the video. Now everyone's commenting like, "Oh, the hook's from this song," and like. Would you know anything about it? Because I'm super confused. I hated the hook.
No, I don't know anything about the history behind the song. And what I like about the feature is that Royce appears to me to be the only person that can get Eminem to actually rap coherently.
Yeah.
Like, well, Bad Meets Evil, to me, that album still goes.
Yeah.
Like, the latest one. Like, I don't know what, 2013 or 2014. Every single track, dog, they're going in.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
a
what
great
I'm saying,
album,
like, back to back. Like, no, I'm not gonna let you out rap me.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? They didn't take a verse off. They were about nonsense in a lot of those tracks, but that nonsense took a lot of pen to paper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So many multiple syllable rhymes, like, in every single line making sense with the next line and competing and just going back and forth, you know, the double time flow and the triple entendres and just going nutso.
Yeah, those were... I used to, like, just sit and listen. I forget which song it was, but there was one specific song on one of those records that I just, like... I listen to it every day. I can't remember the name of it.
The one with was it Steve Harvey? Like, where he's talking about the drugs, cigarettes, weed, Hennessy, ha 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 ha. Like, and then the flow was just like, just insane. Like, so if you look up the Bad Meets Evil album, yes, like, to me, they had the video for Fastlane, which was dope.
That was, I think that was
okay,
one.
Okay,
yeah.
And yeah, so the words are flying all around the video, and yeah, they're just in like that one broken down building or whatever. But
so good.
So yeah, like, Royce has a lot of love for M, man. So yeah. I mean, it makes sense. The caterpillar, you know what I'm saying? The butterfly. Like, I think what he's doing is he's just paying homage to who he perceives as the GOAT.
Right, right. And I honestly, Eminem is my favorite rapper ever.
Okay.
A lot of people don't understand like his humor or don't care for it because like he's had some records that were dark. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the Relapse. Was it Relapse? Yeah, Relapse. The red one with like all the pills in his face and stuff like that. That's a dark record. But if you understand like that he's just joking, then his wordplay and stuff, like, that's my favorite rapper. Like,
so. No, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
So I look at, like, potential versus, like, output or whatever, and that is the reason why I don't like Eminem, and I don't like Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Because I feel like the ability is there, but the execution, to me, is always lacking. Like,
really?
Eminem, yeah, like, dude, I hate that, like, I was a white rapper early on, and that I would be compared to Eminem, who was a cornball. When I talk to you about authenticity, like, I feel like Eminem was forced or felt like he needed to make cornball tracks to not be, like, conflicting with the real rappers. So instead of me just rapping my ass off, I'm going to dye my hair blonde and be a goofball so I'll be accepted because I'm not challenging what he could have been doing. Like, imagine right. if Eminem would have came out just rapping his butt off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
When he came out with Stan, like, once he started opening up and really, like, just the way I am and, like, really started rapping, it was like, whoa, like, why was this dude rapping about, you know, getting pumped in his booty by his dad and always, like, got beef with his mom who's on drugs, like, and all this goofy stuff, like, running around with, like, the little Weird Al Yankovic songs, you know? Like,
right, right.
It was entertaining, but it was like, this dude could have been chopping cats' heads off.
I think that's what the new thing, like, when he's, like, R.I.P. Stan and all that stuff, like, lately he's been doing.
Right, right.
I think that's what he's doing is putting that away.
Like, Rap God came after 5 years of trash. You know what I'm saying?
Like, see, I love some of those records.
Well, but you're tying yourself into the dark part of it, right? You're respecting the art. Like, you're respecting the message and the music.
Yeah.
And I respect any artist's ability to paint whatever picture they like, but me, like to me, Eminem is like if Aaron Rodgers threw for 70 yards a game and 3 interceptions on most of his raps.
Okay, like, I don't know anything about sports.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers is like God to Packer fans.
Okay.
And I feel like Eminem could be God. To a lot of people, he is God, but to me, the execution isn't there. Like, if Aaron Rodgers went out there versus the Bears, which is his main, like, arch nemesis,
okay,
and pooped the bed. That's how I look at almost every single Eminem track.
Okay, okay.
Like, he could, like so that's why I loved Bad Meets Evil, because Royce put the battery in his back and said, nah, man, you're not slacking on any track on this project. You got to go in or I'm going to kick your ass.
Right, right.
And Emma's like, oh, shit, it's time to turn up. You know, I got to make it happen.
Right.
So that, like, that's what I love to see. Like, I love to see artists at their absolute best. Like, how many times do you see artists on a feature where you're excited about the feature and the verse is trash?
Because all they care about
cash
is money.
The check, bro.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I hop on your track, trash for $16.
That's a lot of Lil Wayne that has been on that for years.
Yes.
Like, he just jumps on. He's like, it's not.
Yeah. Quantity over quality, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're not focused on the art, man. They're focused on getting money. Like, more content, more content. More content. Sure, I'll hop on your BS song and talk about nothing for 50K. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. They know that we're doing a podcast.
Hey.
We are in the plug section. We're already an hour in.
Wow.
Yeah. We're 49 minutes, so we're 50 minutes. So then you can just do where they can find you, anything that's coming up. Anything that you want to plug, anything.
Well, I hope you're still awake, first and foremost.
Oh, dude, no, that was amazing. I love that was a great podcast.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I mean, shout out to everybody. Like, you can follow me on Twitter at JNovel, JAYNOVEL. You can follow the Rap Scene page. If you love unsigned artists, if you love exposure to new music worldwide, I'm posting 3 to 5 new links, albums, videos, mixtapes, whatever, a day on the Rap Scene Twitter. That's RAPCINE. It's Racine with a P in the middle.
So that's Rap Scene. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. Right.
So Rap Scene on Twitter. You can follow the Rap Scene Facebook. My name is Jesse Booker. You can look me up on Facebook. My Facebook page is mostly just pictures of my family, man. I'm a huge family man. Salute to all the moms and dads out here in the world. And the future moms and dads. You can see me, a cute picture of my family right there. But shout out to all the artists that I'm working with, you know, trying to help them get exposure. Shout out to Beat Council. They got their album release party coming up on the 19th. Shout out to everybody who's released a project recently. Shout out to Mag in Milwaukee. This is Ishtar's manager. I don't know if you ever heard of Ishtar.
Mm-mm.
But Mag is doing big things for artists. So if you look up Enrique... what the heck is his last name? Crap. I just know him as Mag mostly. But, like, I can give you these links for these people in the description or whatnot. But, nah, man. I mean, if you don't take anything else away from this, I encourage you, the listener, to focus on building relationships and build your own personal value and have zero expectations for every single person you work with. The most important thing that you need to understand as a young mind is nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes you a single thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop expecting people to help you. And stop trying to get things for free. Like, invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so critical that people have to understand if you offer nothing, there is no reason for anybody to work with you.
Right.
If all you can do is rap, I know 1,000 other rappers. Producers don't just need to give you free beats because you can rap.
Right.
Can you even record yourself? No. So not only do you want free beats, but now you need studio time.
Right.
Have you built a relationship with anybody who can record you? What about engineering? Like, can you engineer your own music? No. You need to outsource for that. People, learn how to do things. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to operate a camera.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to mix music. Learn how to make beats. Use YouTube. Stop making excuses. Nobody is slowing down your process but you if you can't do anything.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? If you have to outsource for everything, I hope you have deep pockets.
Yeah.
If you don't have deep pockets, have some type of value and build relationships with people who like you. If you're a good person, people might do you favors as long as you don't jerk them around.
Yeah.
I've
learned a lot about helping people who I thought were good people that were actually bad people, and that's okay because I have zero expectations. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I might help all of you for nothing, one time, and then never help you again. And if you wonder why, it's because you're not a good person.
Yeah.
And you offer no value to me whatsoever. Like, I have 4 children. I run a website. I have a 9-to-5 job. I have multiple things going on in my life. If I'm spending time with you, it's because I care. Like, let's make the most of every opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's really that simple. Don't be a dickhead.
Yes.
Yeah. It took a long time for me to learn that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be extremely loud and wild, and like I said, I'm here for the beef in the beginning. I'm really not, but it's exciting sometimes to watch it. You know, like on the internet. I mean, I fall victim to that as well. But like, it's super important to build relationships with people and enjoy life, man, and have zero expectations.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, dude.
Yeah,
this is an awesome podcast.
I appreciate the opportunity.
I've been on a roll lately,
good
people.
Yeah, I've been doing great.
Dude, so, all right, so do you want, so we talked about what to, like, fade out to, like, so when we leave this, like, I almost want you to play a Stack Bundles song.
Okay.
But, like, I'm kind of, like, on the fence if I want you to play John
I just don't
Connor.
Know. We might, it depends on, if they're local, we can do it, but if they're not, then we get flagged.
Yeah, we can't upload the video then. Unless we do, like, what, 15?
Stack Bundles is dead. Like, I don't know that anybody's going to chase you down from the Stack.
Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah. We can always try it.
Maybe I can... Yeah, it should be okay. But, man, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing to be here, dude.
Like I said, before you came, I didn't know that you were... Like, I didn't know exactly what Rap Scene was. Didn't know you were part of it. And now I'm putting it all together, and I'm really excited about this one.
I've been following it for a while.
Let's scroll down here. You know what? Actually, for the kids, let's do Look N-Word You Food. So this is like the hood song.
All right. Oh, wait.
Could be an ad. Nope.
Oh.
Got it?
Yeah.
Cool. Can you flip ahead?
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure it was good.
Is So what year is this from? Because I can send them at your broad day in the park with your balls. I have niggas run up on you with toys. And do you have any idea how many dogs on feed? So many fucking red flags look like awesome.
Squad up. I like that.
Yeah, I don't want to make, I really don't want to get flagged on the off chance that they do. I don't know. I don't
All right, we'll put the link to the video in the description.
Yeah, yeah.
Stack bundles, Rockaway Riot Squad, squad up, sheet. That's Young J Novel plugging Stack bundles there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the opportunity. Of Thank you for the pictures.
We will have clearly Canadian. I will go get some.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have it on the
next one.
You know
what? I'll buy the
sure.
case, actually.
All right.
I'll buy the case and I can drop it off. And that way you could have clearly Canadian on rapscene.com. How about that? That'll be my gift to you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. And this was the What Are You Doing podcast.
Boom, boom, boom. Thank you.